John Zorn's new album, Spy vs. Spy, is one of the most perplexing records I've heard in a while. It's almost like he wants you not to like it. For instance, most albums are laid out to highlight their variety. You know, slow numbers intercut with fast ones. But Spy vs. Spy begins with about 10 songs that sound like this. Zorn's inspiration on Spy vs. Spy is the post-punk rock music known as hardcore. One note on the sleeve says, "Hardcore rules." Another one tells you to crank up the volume. The tracks are fast, relentless, short, redundant, and monochromatic, just like hardcore. Zorn's twist is to play them on acoustic instruments. He and Tim Byrne play alto sax, Michael Vacher and Joey Barron slug it out on drums, and Mark Dresser is caught in the middle on bass. But the sound quality is so flattened out, the music sounds like a bus accident. Like episodes of the Mad Magazine comic strip called Spy vs. Spy, these tunes are quickies, minimally plotted and all done in the same style. There's one other bit of perversity here. All 17 tracks on the album were written and previously recorded by jazz composer and saxophonist Ornette Coleman. To really appreciate what Zorn has done to the material, first listen to how Ornette played his tune Blues Connotation in 1960. Coleman, typically, stays lyrical even when he squawks. Now listen to John Zorn's version of Blues Connotation. Don't worry, it's short. I think it's fair to say the lyricism of the original is missing there. To give Zorn his due, he is bringing to jazz a kind of bracing energy that hasn't been heard since the heyday of free jazz over 20 years ago. Ornette Coleman was a prime mover in that movement, but his music has always been distinguished by its congeniality. Zorn's manic takes don't really do justice to his musicians either. You wouldn't know from listening to drummer Joey Barron here that he's a master of delicate textures. I mentioned earlier that Spy vs. Spy is front-loaded with its most ferocious material. Tucked away at the end of the program are a few relatively calm performances, in which Zorn's quintet plays Coleman's music more on its own terms. Just remind us that they're playing it hardcore because they want to, not because they have to. Zorn and Tim Byrne approach the emotional cry of Coleman's own saxophone playing on Broadway Blues. The really weird thing about Spy vs. Spy is, after living with it a little, it starts to grow on you, no matter how hard it tries to be obnoxious. It's kind of like when you see a little kid trying to throw a tantrum, and you say, "Isn't that adorable?"